All right, everybody, this is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. This is episode 3 of 3 of the Conversation Domination Presentation. I hope you've been enjoying this. Hopefully it's getting the wheels of your head spinning and turning and thinking about what's possible. If you have enjoyed this at all, please, please, please take a screenshot of this episode and post it on social and all your different channels and platforms. Tag me on it and use hashtag Marketing Secrets. I'd love to see it. I'd love to hear your thoughts about this episode. It means the world to me when you guys share this. And if you haven't rated or reviewed, please log into iTunes and go and rate and review these. That way, I always read those and it makes me feel good about myself, which makes me want to do more podcast episodes for you guys for free. Literally, this is the kind of stuff we normally sell and I'm giving to you for free because I love you. So in exchange for all this cool stuff I'm giving you for free, if you can go and rate and review, that'd be sweet. So like I said, in the very near future, we're going to be coming out with a deeper dive training program into this whole concept of conversation domination. But for today, we just wanted to give you guys this this three-part series from one of our Funnel Hacking Live events. Hope you enjoyed it. And with that said, I'm going to cue up the theme song, and we'll come back with part 3 of 3, the exciting conclusion of the conversation domination presentation. So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets. Next is Dream 100. Dana Derricks is going to be talking about Dream 100, I think tomorrow or the next day. Dream 100 is the key to all sorts of traffic. I cannot wait to unlock this for you guys. But Dream 100, these are the people that already have your audience. So how do you get those people's audiences to follow you? There's a lot of different ways. Partnerships, paying people. We pay people to post stuff and say, hey, Russell Brunson's awesome. Follow him here. And they pay. And also we get a bunch of their followers. We double our followers in the last like month and a half by just doing these paid ads like that. Like it's really, really cool and not that expensive. Okay? All right. So and the last one I'm going to go through really quickly is how you post. So there's a whole science to this as well that I'm not going to go too deep into, but Instagram's based on hashtags. Hashtags are like this. Like Instagram's like a filing cabinet of everything that's happening in the world. Hashtags are like the folders of here's all the stuff that's interesting, and then your posts are the papers, okay? So the way it works here is like if you're posting something, there's going to be people on Instagram be like, what's happening at Disney World today? And if you tag like Disney World, it's going to pop up like, oh, Russell's here. Like, what's happening? And people can watch your thing. People can find you that way, right? So you can do based on location, on events, on the brands, on the community, and on trending stuff. So if I was to do a video here, if you guys did a video on Instagram, you could be like, hey, I'm here at Funnel Hacking Live. It's amazing. They'd be like, hashtag Disney World, hashtag Coronado Springs, hashtag Funnel Hacker, hashtag ClickFunnels. And if you do that, when someone searches ClickFunnels, because they're here at the event, or when someone searches Coronado Resort, and they're like, what's happening here at Coronado Resort? And they're like, oh, here's 5 cool people publishing stuff. People can find you really, really quick. So it's all about like figuring out where these conversations are happening, and you're kind of plugging in, okay? And I got one other trick I want to show you guys on Instagram, then we're going to move on to the next platform. This is a trick I started using that literally 3x how many people watch my reality show every single day. Every once in a while, I did this yesterday and this morning as well, is I go and I just do a video. I was on the plane. I'm like, hey, everyone, this is in my Instagram feed. Hey, everyone, we're going to Funnel Hacking Live. It's going to be amazing. If you want to see behind the scenes what we're doing, click up on the link. You'll see the whole reality show. I'm going to show you guys behind the scenes of everything. I'll show you meeting all the cool people. It's going to be really, really fun. And all of a sudden, the amount of views I got, I'll get over the next week, like, well, more than 3x. Okay? So I'm publishing in my Instagram channel, telling people to go up and do it. Same thing on Facebook. I go to Facebook. Hey, guys, come see behind the scenes. And I push people back and let them know something's amazing happening this week. Make sure you watch my reality show. If they do it for 2 or 3 days, they'll be connected and hooked, and they'll keep watching for forever. Okay? All right, so that's Instagram. So the next channel that we want to move into. So the next channel I want to move into in this process. So again, if you look at the framework. So we've got our ads that build distribution. Distribution builds the channels, especially folks on Instagram. Instagram promotes the episodes. And now I'm going to start focusing on these other channels as well. Okay, now one thing I want to stress, I don't want you guys trying to go build all channels at once. I want you guys to find one channel to focus on and become really, really, really good at. Remember 0 to 1 million, 1 million to 10, 10 to 100? 0 to 1 million is all about like one channel. Most of the guys in inner circle, guys and gals in inner circle, got to 2 comma club just doing Facebook. That's it. Okay, now they're starting to scale and grow. That's when they start adding in more platforms. So don't think you have to do all of them tonight. Just pick the one. So again, I'm kind of walking through all of them just so you understand them. So this one's, I look at Facebook more like a talk show, okay? The way it works, my goals with this is like, if you look at how Facebook's algorithm works, they want interaction. They want stuff happening. They want engagements. They want comments. That's what they're rewarding people for right now, which is why Facebook Lives are doing so well. So I look at these same way. If I was like Jimmy Kimmel or Jimmy Fallon or Jay Leno, like, this is how they do their shows for the last however many years, right? Same process. First thing they do in their shows is always an opening monologue. Then they talk about the industry, they do interviews, etc. So if I'm doing a Facebook Live, it's the same thing. Here's my opening monologue. Let me tell my story. Let me do Q&As. Let me get engagement and get people talking. And that becomes how we do like a Facebook Live talk show, okay? The other goal is to build rapport. Now, a couple things about Instagram, the pros and the cons. The pros are really, really fast. You do a Facebook Live, and instantly there's 20, 30, 50, 100, 500,000 people that fast. So it's very fast. It's very targeted. The negatives are Facebook is a newsfeed platform, okay? So it happens, it's there, and then it goes down, 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 eventually just disappears. It's kind of like email, right? Like people don't, if you send an email to someone, they don't go back like 5 years later and find an email. Like it kind of disappears. Same thing happens with Facebook. It's there, it's exciting, and then it's in the newsfeed and it ends up disappearing. Can you think about this? The same thing with talk shows. Like, how many of you guys ever go back and watch reruns of Jay Leno? You don't watch reruns of talk shows. And when the talk show's showing a rerun from, like, because they're not live, you just turn the TV off, right? So people don't watch reruns. They're not going to watch reruns typically of Facebook Live, so it's short-lived, but it's powerful because you're talking in the moment right then what's happening. And so that's kind of the pros and the cons of it, okay? So can you have the show distribution to go and build your Facebook channel? And then you use Instagram to post all the episodes, to push up to, hey, I'm about to go live on Facebook. It's going to be amazing. I'm talking about this. Swipe up to watch me. I'm going live in 5 minutes. I'm going live in 2 minutes. I'm about to go live. Come watch it. I just went live. You guys, if you missed it, here's the link. Go check it out. Right? I'm pushing people to that thing, and I do the episode. Okay? So that's how Facebook kind of works in this format. The next channel I talk about is my sitcom, which is YouTube. Okay? Now, YouTube is obviously a little bit different. Our YouTube channel is youtube.com/funnelhacker. We spent a lot of time over last year trying to figure out YouTube. I think my belief, Facebook is shifting a lot, and I think we're going to see a lot of changes over the next 12 months. I think that a lot of you guys, if you start putting more energy and effort into YouTube, it's going to be a really good longer-term play. Just because I think Facebook's doing some weird stuff and just makes me more nervous. So we've been trying to diversify very heavily into YouTube, which is why we've been investing so much time and energy, and it's a really good platform for a couple reasons, and I'll kind of walk through those. So one thing that I like about sitcoms is people re-watch them. Awesome. How many of you guys watch Seinfeld at least 100 times every episode? And you guys could quote any episode that I gave you pretty much verbatim. Okay, yeah, soup Nazi. Yes. So people watch refunds, or not refunds, people watch reruns. Watch the refunds too. Number two, the cool thing about the video is you post it on YouTube and you post it there, and then the video, unlike Facebook that disappears, you post it on YouTube and it grows. It just keeps growing and growing and growing and growing. It's the craziest thing in the world. I don't see that on YouTube. I don't see it on Facebook. When I post the video on Facebook, it disappears. I post it on YouTube and it grows and it grows and it grows. Okay, so you can spend more time and effort creating YouTube video because the longevity is huge. I would not spend a ton of time and energy on a Facebook Live because it's going to die in a couple days. So jump on Facebook Live, do your talk show, Jimmy Fallon, like do the whole fun thing. But YouTube, like spend some time and create something amazing because after it's posted there, it'll continue to grow and to grow and to grow. And that's the magic of YouTube. Okay, and people watch things over and over and over again. Now, there's two types of videos we create in YouTube, and I'm going to kind of go through both of those so you understand. Number one is what we call discoverable videos, and number two are engagement videos. Okay, so my goal is each week I'm trying to put out at least one discoverable video and then one engagement-style video. Does that make sense? Okay, so this is how they kind of work. A discoverable video, the goal of that is to get people to discover who I am. This is the other powerful thing about YouTube, is even if I have no following, for example, I don't know if Joe Marfolio is here, but Joe's... yeah, I love Joe. Give him a round of applause. He's awesome. So Joe's the dude who's like helping with all my YouTube stuff, so you should all give him all your money. So when I first met Joe, I don't know, 6-7 years ago, is when we had a product we were selling called How to Overcome Pornography. And he saw it, and he was like, hey, man, if you want, I can make you a video on YouTube to promote this thing. And I'm like, okay, like, go for it. Like, I have no idea if that'll even work. I'm like, do you have a following of people who are struggling with pornography? He's like, no. But he's like, the cool thing is, like, I can create this video in a way that people who are struggling with pornography will find it. So we made two little videos talking about pornography addiction that had a link going back to our funnel, and he posted them on YouTube. And between these two videos, what's the view count up to between the two now? Do you know? Almost 2 million views. 2 million people have searched for how to overcome pornography addiction, saw Joe's videos, clicked on the link, and came into our funnels. 2 million people. And that's not any kind of distribution. It's all because it's discoverable. Okay, so what Joel's been teaching me, what we're trying to do more and more of, is on these videos that are discoverable, is you're trying to get people to subscribe to your channel, but you're focusing each video on an actual keyword phrase. I'm not gonna get super deep into the weeds on this, but that's the thing. So you make a video, it's like, hey, my name is Russell Brunson. This channel, we're talking about how to build funnels, and it's really cool and how to grow your online business. If you wanna subscribe, click on the button, subscribe down below. And it's like, now today I'm gonna talk about, and what's my keyword phrase? Sales funnels for real estate agents. They say that's my keyword phrase. And I talk about it and I get them all excited. And that's the thing. In the end, I give a call to action. I go to clickfunnels.com to get a free sales funnel, whatever it is. And that becomes a video. Now I can get that video ranked for the actual keyword phrase. People who don't even know who I am are going to discover that and they're going to join my channel. And that's kind of the magic behind it. Okay. Get focusing on the keywords. All right. Number two then, so there's discoverable videos where you're getting people to discover you and find you. And the second ones is where you create videos that are going to build rapport with people, okay, where people get to know who you are. Oh, excuse me, I'm jumping ahead. Oh, this is, okay, sorry, I'm going to come back. So this is back to discoverable. This is a really cool tool that Joe showed me called vidIQ, which is awesome. vidIQ is like a free plugin. You plug into Chrome, and then when you go to YouTube, your YouTube starts looking way different. You look at this, it shows you all sorts of stats. So if you want to funnel hack people, you go to, like, let's say I want to be ranked for sales funnels. I use this plugin. I go to YouTube. I type in sales funnels. It says, number one dude, this is what he did. This is all the keywords he focused on, what his video looks like, how many subscribers he gets, how much money he makes. Like, it gives you all the detail. So as funnel hackers, what do we do if we know everything that our competitors are doing? We win, right? You reverse engineer that with your videos. You say, okay, I need a video that's this long. I need to make sure I focus on these keywords, this targeting, and you go back and you reverse engineer it to go back and create it. vidIQ is an amazing tool. It gives you the ability to go and reverse engineer videos so you can go and do the same process, okay? All right, so that's number one. That's the engagement videos. That's the discoverable videos. And the second one now are the engagement videos. People are on my channel. People who are following me. How do I build more rapport with them? And it's by creating these other videos. How many of you guys watched our Funnel Hacker TV episodes? Yeah. How many of you guys have ever seen our behind-the-scenes show? All right, these are all videos. So Funnel Hacker TV, our behind-the-scenes show. These are videos we're creating to cause connection with our actual audience so they like us, so they actually care about us. Okay, and what's cool about these, this is like Seinfeld. People will find their favorite episodes, they'll share them and watch them over and over again, and a bunch of things like that. Here's an example of one of the videos we created a little while ago that's done really, really well for us. And it's just, I was on vacation, I was like, I'm gonna spend a little bit of time and we're gonna make a really cool video that's gonna speak to my people. I wanna connect with them at a different level. So after you guys see this video, I'm gonna ask you guys, I'm curious how many of you guys actually connect with this video, because that was the goal of people on my channel to actually connect with it.
Why are vacations so hard for entrepreneurs like us? Do you ever have any of your friends or family members or people you care about, maybe a wife or a spouse, tell you something like this? You need a break. You need to stop or else you're gonna get burned out. How many times do we have people who we love and we care about tell us things like that? They think that a break is what we need to be happy, to have a balanced life. What they don't understand is that us entrepreneurs actually get stressed out by vacations. Why? Well, right now I'm in Kauai, Hawaii with my beautiful wife celebrating our 15-year anniversary. And this beach house right here, it's been over $2,500 a night to stay here. We've flown in helicopters, we've gone on boat tours, we've floated down irrigation canals, we've had an amazing vacation. But I'm actually more stressed out now than I was at home running my entire company. Why? Because entrepreneurs don't need vacations. But the people around us that we love, they do. What our loved ones don't understand is that us entrepreneurs, we don't get happy and sad like normal people. We only feel momentum. We're either moving forward or we're moving backwards. When we're moving forward, we feel happy. When we're not, we feel sad, we feel upset, and we feel stressed. It's kind of like when a coach pulls you out of the big game and sets you on the bench to catch your breath. Yet as you're watching the game from the sidelines, you're seeing your teammates, you're seeing your players all move towards the goal line, you want to do everything in your power to get back into the game. Being in the game is why you do what you do. What they don't understand is that what we do, it is our hobby, it is our vacation. And when we're moving forward, that's all the fuel that we need. When we have to stop for vacation or for sleep, so does our momentum. So if you're watching this and you care about entrepreneur, don't worry about us. We're not gonna burn out. We don't need a break. We just need to keep moving forward. So if our mind is wandering when we're on vacation or it seems like we're struggling, it's not because we don't love you. We do. In fact, that's the reason why we're on this vacation, is because we do love you. We're just trying to figure out how to keep moving forward without ruining the vacation for others around us. And for my entrepreneurs who are watching this, first is tag and share this video with those who are around you who love you so they'll understand you better and they'll stop trying to get you to relax. And second, the secret to a happy vacation for you and for the people that you love is to figure out ways to keep momentum happening even while you're on vacation. vacation. For me, it's reading a book or listening to an audio course or something that I can learn that doesn't interrupt the vacation for others. For them, it seems like I'm relaxing so the people that I love don't stress out and think that I'm gonna burn out. But inside of my mind, I can continue to plot and scheme and figure out how to keep things moving forward. You're an entrepreneur, and this game we play, it isn't a job, it's your life, and that's okay.
That's how you all feel too, right? I just want to make sure I'm not, all right, cool. But that's the fun thing. You create stuff like that, and people watch it over and over and over again. I have people all the time like, hey, I send that to my wife. I send it to my parents. I send it to my kids. Like, now they understand, like, why I'm this way. You create cool stuff like that. It's like, again, it's like Seinfeld. People watch it over and over and over. They watch it. They share it. And it's amazing, okay? And so that's kind of the fun stuff. So, again, the goal of the distribution we're building is to build the channel. So you build your Instagram channel, your Facebook channel, and your YouTube channel. And then you go use Instagram now to swipe up to watch your episode. So I was in Hawaii. I got back from Hawaii. I'm like, go back from Hawaii, making this video. It's going to be amazing, you guys. I talk about it, and it's finally ready. Swipe up to watch it, and everyone's excited because they're part of the process. Okay? All right, next channel I want to focus on, and this is, I say that all of my favorite. I love all of them, I'm not going to lie. But this is one of my favorites, is my radio show. Okay? Now, the radio show is your podcast. How many of you guys have a podcast right now that are in this room? That is amazing. I love it. I am a big believer in podcasts. So this is your radio show. The reason why I like podcasts, one of my favorite channels, is because it's the most intimate. The reality show's intimate, it's nice, but this is the most intimate. When people listen to your podcast, it's usually when they're unplugging from everything else, and they're putting it in, and they're working out, or they're driving, or they're separated, and it's you in their head talking to them. You're Natalie up here, she's like, every day I work out, I listen to Russell and Alex. Okay, we have this distribution channel into the minds of our dream customers to tell them what we think, what we believe, what we're doing, why they should care. Okay, and it's powerful. Yeah, there's just something magical. I think people are insane if you don't have, I think everybody on earth should have their own podcast. When Alex Sharf and I were hanging out this summer, we talked, I'm like, why don't you make a podcast about your entrepreneur personality type? He's like, people told me it's a bad idea. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, I would love to plug in and just have you like brain dump ideas into my head all day long. And he did it. Is Alex, where are you at? Are you in here? Yeah. How's it been for you? I have a microphone, but how's it been for you so far? Has it been amazing for your business? To over 200,000 paid downloads downloads without any paid advertising. Is that amazing? That's amazing. 200,000 people have downloaded a message that he created and put it into their minds. Do you know the power of that? Like, how many of you guys think differently because you've heard me talking in your ear for the last year, 2 years, 5 years? I think about the podcast I listen to, like, it's transformed me. It's one of the most powerful media we have, okay? So it's intimate. Podcast listeners will also become your best buyers. This is proven. People who listen to podcasts are worth more money to you. If you look at people that listen to the radio in the car versus people who listen to podcasts, I don't remember the exact numbers. It's like the average person listening to the radio all day, like, makes, like, $30,000 to $50,000 a year. Podcasts is, like, starting, like, $150,000 a year. Like, it's crazy, the separation. Do you people actually listening to you during their drive time so that they're worth more to you? Plus, you'll be found on a platform, people who are actually looking for your stuff as well. My big suggestion, don't just do a question and answer show. It's okay to do question and answer stuff. The biggest problem I have with Q&A shows is that people don't get to know you as well, right? Like, I like listening to a podcast that I want to hear the host and what their thoughts and their ideas are. So you can do Q&A, but I'd recommend do a lot of them where it's just you talking and telling your stories. Next thing is, try to record them how people are actually listening to them. The first 5 years of my podcast was me driving in my car on the way to work while I was talking. And most people started listening while they were driving in their car to the way where they worked at, right? If I was in the fitness market, I would be working out on my treadmill doing my podcast knowing that my audience is probably working out on the treadmill while they're listening to me. I like creating it the way that they're going to be consuming it, okay? If I had a marriage thing, I'd be doing it in like laying in bed with my wife telling my podcast there because that's where they might be listening to it, right? Like I'd be looking at creating it the same way they're gonna be consuming it someday. This is a really good place that's, because of the format, you can have longer shows that people will actually listen to. You can share your beliefs, you can share your observations, you can talk about what you're learning. And the cool thing about this is I feel like with my podcast, it's been like, everyone who's been following me, it's like you're always on the edge of discovery with me, right? Like I launched the podcast right after my company collapsed. Before we launched ClickFunnels. I've been publishing it like 3 or 4 times a week since then. And those who have binge listened to the whole thing, like you've been part of this journey with me and as I'm discovering new things. I'm not trying to be all postured all the time. I'm like, oh my gosh, today we learned this. I'm like sharing everything we're discovering as we're discovering it. And it's just really powerful because people are following you on this journey. It gives you the ability to talk about your why in a way that you can't do typically. Okay. The other cool thing about podcasts is that people actually binge listen to you. What I found, people come in to listen to one or two episodes. If they like you, they'll go back. I'm curious, how many of you guys have listened, have found out about my podcast, listened to a couple episodes, and started at the very beginning and binge listened to every single episode from the beginning of time till now? That's powerful. Did you guys see that? I've been trying to consciously do this more often in my podcast. Like, if you like this, like, go to the beginning and binge listen from the beginning, okay? If you listen to all of them, we actually put them on MP3 player. It's like 2 or 3 days of constant audio. It's like 42 to 78 hours. It means people have listened to me. All you guys raise your hand for like almost a week of like uninterrupted time listening to me. Like, how does that change our relationship? How does that change like everything that I'm able to do for you and with you, right? It's huge. And that's why I love podcasts. People get into binge listen. I like publishing at least 3 times a week. And those are some of the things, okay? Once again, we come back to the beginning. We use email, messenger to build our channels. You build your Instagram channel, Facebook, your YouTube, and you build your podcast with that. And then you can use your Instagram reality shows to publish or to promote each of the individual episodes on there. Okay? And then the last question now, what other channels? And again, for all you guys, it's going to be different depending on what kind of business you're in. Some of you guys, Twitter's a good channel. Some's LinkedIn, some's Pinterest, some's Twitch, some's your blog. Like, there's different channels. Pick the channels that make the most sense for your business. Okay? And master that channel before you move on to the other one. Okay? So again, this is the framework for conversation domination. Is that helpful, you guys? Is that cool?
Would you like to see behind the scenes of what we're actually doing each day to grow our company? If so, then go subscribe to our free Behind the Scenes Reality TV show at www.funnelhacker.tv.